You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. Always glad to have you with us as we try to bring you up to date on some of the things happening across America that affects our families, our freedom of religion, our freedom to worship, impacts our country. There are important things happening. Look, I know I don't need to tell you, we live in difficult and challenging times. There are some bizarre things, insane things happening almost every day in America. All of us, men and women of faith, we're being tested. You know, Dr. Dobson has talked about this for so many years, decades actually. America, as he's talked about it, is in the middle of a civil war over values. Now, it's not a shooting war, thank God, but it's a serious conflict nonetheless. There are two diametrically opposed visions in America about what this country was built on. What's the meaning of it? What is it as citizens we're supposed to do? Now, on one side, there are men and women like you. We believe that America was built on ordered liberty under God. We agree with our founding fathers. Our founding fathers said that only a virtuous people could remain free. What does that mean? Well, if you don't have virtue, then you do whatever you want to do, right? And a lot of those things are going to be really bad things, unfortunately. And so in a country where that's happening, you need a bigger and bigger government. You need more and more police. You need more and more things to regulate the consequences of your behavior, your unvirtuous acts. Well, the bottom line is we all would end up losing our freedom. So we believe, as the founders did, that only a virtuous people can remain free. Now, on the other side of this debate, and I'm sorry to tell you, there are millions of people that believe this, and there are a lot of people in the high ground, on the high ground in our culture, people that control entertainment, and a lot of people in our courts, people in government, and a lot of those people believe that America is simply the place where you get to do what you want. Different strokes for different folks. If it feels good, do it. You know, it's sort of 1960s sort of stuff. But that view has gained strength, and it explains a lot of the things that we see. Now, Dr. Dobson tried for decades, and still today, regularly reminds people about this. Somebody's going to win this civil war over values. No country's built on neutrality. Every country decides what is the central ideas it wants to pass on to the next generation. And so the winner of this clash between ordered liberty under God, and if it feels good, do it, will win the right to teach our children what to believe about life and death, freedom and slavery, love and sex. We're seeing that battle play out right now. Now, today I heard about a hero in this battle, and I wanted to talk to you about this hero, because in the battle to define our country, we're going to need courage, and this hero has courage. Now, this guy is not, you know, some Navy SEAL or, you know, somebody that's been in the Marines for 10 years and been tested in real live battlefields. And in fact, this hero is so young, he couldn't join the military right now if he wanted to. He's a 12-year-old kid named Liam Morrison, and he was kicked out of his gym class at Nicholas Middle School in Middleborough, Massachusetts. Now, at this point, I want Liam to tell you his story. in his own words. So I'm going to quote to you the words of his testimony before the school board that oversees the school that he was sent home from. This is Liam talking now. Quote, "I never thought the shirt I wore to school would lead me to speak with you today." So he's before this school board because of a shirt he wore. He told the school board that when he got to school, they pulled him out of gym class, quote, "to sit down with two adults for what turned out to be a very uncomfortable talk. I was told that people were complaining about the words on my shirt, that my shirt was making some students feel unsafe." Now, I wish I had a photo I could put of Liam up on the screen for you. Maybe we can get one of those. But Liam is, as I said, is 12 years old, and he's small for his size. I mean, he's a very slight kid. I'm not sure he weighs 80, 85 pounds. So the idea that he would have something on his shirt that would make students feel unsafe, what was it? You know, we've seen stories like this before about kids coming to school with really terrible things on their shirts, you know, sexual innuendos or shirts that are pro-drug use or shirts with racism on them, you know, saying something terrible about a group of people because of the color of their skin. Was that what Liam did? No, that's not what Liam did. So he said to the school board, "What did my shirt say that made people feel unsafe?" Five simple words. And here are the five words. "There are only two genders." There are only two genders. Well, my goodness, that's a sentence out of a biology textbook. And for that, Liam was being threatened to either take his shirt off or go home. As Liam put it, nothing harmful, nothing threatening, just a statement I believe to be a fact, said Liam. Yes, words on a shirt made people feel unsafe. Now, Morrison, little Liam Morrison, he didn't believe the school officials. And in his testimony, he explained why. He said, "Not one person, student or staff, told me that they were bothered by what I was wearing." Actually, it was the exact opposite, he said. "Several kids told me that they supported my actions and they wanted a t-shirt with the same message. I was told that I would need to remove my shirt before I could return to class. When I nicely told them that I didn't want to do that, they called my father. Thankfully, my dad supported my decisions, and he came to pick me up." Now, in other words, don't miss what's happening here. Because Morrison's shirt proclaimed a biological fact, he was sent home. I mean, his dad supported him. His dad did take him home. But neither Leon nor his dad were prepared to order the boy to take the shirt off. I admire that courage. Now, the school officials tried to defend their decision. Morrison put it this way, "I was told that my shirt was a disruption to learning." But he pointed out, "No one got up and stormed out of class. No one burst into tears. I'm sure I would have noticed if they had. I experience disruptions to my learning every day," said Liam. "Kids acting out in class are a disruption, yet nothing's done. Why did the rules apply to one, but yet not to another? I've been told that my shirt was targeting a protected class," Liam said. But he had a central question. Who is this protected class? Are their feelings more important than my rights? I don't complain when I see pride flags and diversity posters hung throughout the school. Do you know why I don't complain? because others have a right to their beliefs, just as I do. Wow, Liam, at 12 years old, understands the freedom of speech more than a whole lot of adults today. And I'm not just talking to very, you know, left-wing radical adults. I'm talking about a lot of Christians. I run into a lot of Christians who say, well, Gary, I'm for the freedom of speech, but, you know, we can't insult anybody. We shouldn't be allowed to say things that make other people feel badly. My goodness, the First Amendment doesn't say anything about any of that. Freedom of speech means the freedom to speak. And it was specifically put in our founding documents by our founding fathers because popular speech doesn't need a protection. Everybody likes popular speech. It's things that people disagree with, people might be offended by. It's that speech particularly that is protected by the Constitution of the United States. Now, little 12-year-old Liam, when he was wrapping up his remarks to the school board, had this to say: I learned a lot from this experience. And I would say, my friends, we've got to learn a lot from our experiences. When we see Christians being silenced, with conservatives being attacked on university campuses, with people being canceled because they said conservative things or they were pro-life and pro-family, we should learn a lesson about that. Liam said, I learned that adults don't always do the right thing or make the right decisions. And then he said something. I don't think he meant it as a threat. I think he meant it more as a promise. He said, you know, there might be more students that decide to speak out. Well, you know, from your lips, Liam, to God's ears. Liam continued, I didn't go to school that day to hurt feelings or cause trouble. My hope in being here tonight, speaking of the night he's talking to the school board, is to bring the school committee's attention to this issue. I hope that you will speak up, school board members, for the rest of us kids, so we can express ourselves without being pulled out of class. You know what, my friends? I think the founding fathers, these giants that got us our liberty, I think they would be proud of Liam. And I'm going to boldly say, I think God would be proud of Liam, because after all, it was the God of the Bible that produced us male and female, as the Bible tells us. Now, kudos to Liam Morrison for having the courage at a little school somewhere in Massachusetts to speak up for his rights and for your rights and for the truth. I pray his courage is contagious. And now here's my question to you, to parents and grandparents and to pastors and to other Christians in public schools and Christian teachers: are we going to let our children lead us? Are we going to let them wage the battle for us? Or are we going to protect our children by pushing back with every ounce of courage and strength we have against the cultural and immoral insanity that's sweeping through America? I know what we are going to do at JDFI, and I hope and pray you will stand with us and Dr. Dobson and our team in this fight for the heart and soul of America and for our children. God bless you. See you next week on Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.